Well, according to Luther Marquardt with the American Sugar Alliance, our sugar growers are doing pretty good right now.
And one of the reasons is we have a good sugar policy that balances supply and demand, and it allows us to get our income from the marketplace rather than through government, any government payments. And so our producers are actually doing okay right now.
Which is why Mark Ward says they're pushing for a continuation of the policy in the 2012 Farm Bill.
When you've got a policy that has run at no cost to the taxpayer for 10 years and projected not to have any cost for the next 10 years, that's a policy that is very good. We have 142,000 jobs nationwide, and we're putting about $20 billion into the economy. And when you can do all of that at no cost to the taxpayer, that's a great policy.
And with all the chaos surrounding budget reduction and trying to get proposals in by looming deadlines, Marquardt says the sugar policy for the 2012 Farm Bill should be relatively simple.
We just take the current policy and move it forward. You don't have to spend any time, just change the dates and move it forward. And we would hope that it would be put into a package that goes to the Super Committee and is part of the Super Committee package.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.